Hi, I'm with Fiona Gelling, CPD and Mentor Development Officer for IOSH. Hiya, Fiona.
Hiya.
We're here in Warsaw today for a branch CPD seminar. What are the most important issues, or the most common issues, rather, members have about their CPD?
Well, at the moment, it's really three core questions. The first one is, what is a development plan and what should go in it?
Mm.
The second one is then, having done that, what can they add as an activity?
Mm.
And I suppose the final one is really what sort of credit ratings can they give activities and where they sort of decide what's worth one, two or three credits. So those are the three at the moment.
Okay. So how can people record?
Okay. So if we start off with the development plan, it's really an overview of where they are within their role at the beginning of the three-year cycle and anything that might change for them during the 3 years, any additional resources or jobs that they're given, large projects they might overtake in the three-year period. So it gives us a snapshot of where they are and what sort of things they might be doing as activities. So once they set out their development plan, they can then record an activity. And an activity is anything that they do in their job that they feel update, maintain or provide them with knowledge. And I say that can be anything. A lot of our members think it's just training courses, which is great, but it's also what they do within their role. So updating risk assessments, writing health and safety procedures, policies, undertaking audits, even down to reading the SHP and looking in an article that might be relevant to their organisation, or an article that might just ring a bell for them that they might want to do some further investigation on. So it really is as wide as their job is.
Okay, and it's obviously it's important for members to keep continuing up to date on their CPD.
It is, yeah. It's we do send out little reminders if they haven't touched it for a while. And then the final one really is how many credits they award an activity. And that is their decision. It's because they had the knowledge to start with. They undertook an activity and they got something out of it. So realistically, they're the only people that can make that decision.
Right, okay.
We do have a slight guideline, so one credit is something that just really reaffirms what they already knew. Two credits is for something that provides them with a bit of new information they're going to take away and put into use. And three is for anything that was totally new, they might go back, do some further research on it, or it's going to impact on the company in a big way. Or it could be an educational unit or a module of a qualification.
Right, okay. And just attending a branch seminar like this today, would that count for CPD?
It can, and it can be recorded in a variety of ways, because there are about, I think, four guest speakers today. So a member could record an activity for every guest speaker that they saw, or they could record an activity for the morning session and then the afternoon session, or they could record it as one whole session. And it's up to them really to make their decision on how they want to record it.
Sure. And for those members who, for whatever reason, couldn't make it to this event today or want similar in their branch, who can they contact about their CPD cycle?
Well, they can contact either myself or my colleague Louise at the head office. Our number's 0116 257 3239 or cpd@iosh.co.uk, and we're quite happy to help them out over the phone or go to a branch event or even into an in-house for a company. So we're quite happy to help whoever needs it.
Sure, and we also offer a one-to-one mentor.
We do. We're offering mentor, not so much for CPD because that's what our job is.
Sure.
But we do offer it for IPD or people who want to develop their role within the organisation that might be just starting health and safety and need a bit of a guide to how to get to the next steps. So we offer that as well.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for speaking to me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.